Hello and welcome to another Engage with the Bible. Our text today is taken from Hosea chapter 10, and we're reading verses 9 to 12.
Since the days of Gibeah you have sinned, O Israel, and there you have remained. Did not war overtake the evildoers in Gibeah? When I please, I will punish them. Nations will be gathered against them to put them in bonds for their double sin. Ephraim is a trained heifer that loves to thresh, so I will put a yoke on her fair neck. I will drive Ephraim, Judah must plough, and Jacob must break up the ground. Sow for yourselves righteousness, reap the fruit of unfailing love, and break up your unploughed ground. For it is time to seek the Lord, until he comes and showers righteousness on you.
Our focus is on verse 12. Break up your unploughed ground. We all have areas of our lives that need to be broken up. Areas of stubborn resistance to the work of the Holy Spirit. Habits and attitudes from the old nature that we are content to leave unattended. Well, listen to what God says. Unploughed ground becomes waste land. It no longer produces a harvest, but gives room for weeds and thistles to grow. The danger is that weeds can spread into other areas and begin to pollute the productive ground. Areas of our lives that are not given over to the Holy Spirit can affect our whole being and prevent us from enjoying the fullness of life in Christ. Just as the Lord longed to give the Israelites the very best, so he wants the very best for his people today. So let's give the Holy Spirit access to those unploughed areas of our lives, that righteousness might grow. A prayer. Holy Spirit, please help me to dig over those areas of my life that are like hard earth, so that you can sow your righteousness, and so that my life can bear fruit for God's glory. In Jesus' name I ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.